Today, we're back for our podcast number two. Since we're in this March Madness time of the year, I think it's only right for us to stick with the excitement of the season and continue on with our March Madness game picks and break down this NCAA tournament. This is one of my favorite times of the year. We've been studying basketball all season long and checking out the games and really following Kentucky on their run. And we both were 3 for 3 this weekend on our picks with Kentucky to win the tournament. I actually picked Kentucky and Tennessee in that final. So a lot of people say Kentucky got a bad draw, but, you know, it is the way it is. And we're going to see. We're going to break down the first round of the tournament today. Maybe get to the second round. Who knows? We'll see exactly what we got going on as we get into the episode. So we're going to start with the South region. All right, we're going to start with the South region. That first game in the South region is the University of Virginia, number one overall seed in the entire tournament. They're going to be taking on the University of Maryland, Baltimore County. Okay, UMBC, the 16 seed. UMBC had a 24-10 record. Virginia, 31-2. Number one team in the RPI versus the number one 16. To me, that's a pretty easy pick. I don't see any way this team could possibly upset Virginia. Even though they did play Arizona, they lost by 25 against Arizona. Lost by 21 to Maryland. So I don't see this team having any chance at beating Virginia. I'm going to pick Virginia to win that first game and advance to the round of 32. Quad?
Yeah, I'm going to have to agree with you. Virginia, they should take this first round matchup and handle it fairly easy. And yeah, and there's no chance I can't see no miracle. They probably could play with them like the first 10 minutes of the first half and, you know, come out on adrenaline. But there's no way they can muster up enough to beat them in the first round matchup. But the second game we have is Creighton versus Kansas State. You got the 8 seed Creighton and the 9 seed Kansas State. And this is where it starts to get tricky. These 8 and 9 seeds, they really get tricky. And for me, I have to go with Kansas State. Because I feel like they've played enough teams that are in the tournament and are tough teams. The Big 12 is tough. So they've seen a lot of different looks at teams. Not saying that Creighton didn't either, but I think Kansas State could muster up and get this win on them.
Like you said, that game looks to be tricky. At number 8, Creighton, and the number 9, Kansas State. I think this is going to be one of the times where I'm going to have to go against you here. I'm going to choose the number 8 seed, Creighton, to win this game. I give them the edge because they've played against some good teams in the tournament. They actually split with Villanova, who's a top team. They lost to Xavier twice, but they were able to beat Seton Hall once, and they beat Providence once, and they beat UCLA and Butler. So I think I'm going to go with Creighton in this game. That's a very close game. Should go down to the wire. I'm picking Creighton. Third game is Kentucky Wildcats against Davidson. Kentucky won the SEC tournament. They finished 24-10. Davidson, the team of Steph Curry used to play for, they still follow in the mold of Curry and shoot a lot of threes. I think that will keep them in the game for a while. They probably will stay in this game until somewhere in the second half. I think Calipari's young team will be able to pull it out and advance on to the second round and maybe set up that matchup that the committee wanted to see, that 5-4 Kentucky against Arizona. But I'm going with Kentucky in that game.